Is your music taste stuck in a rut? Is there a CD that's been on rotation in your car all winter? Is the last time you updated your iPod the day you bought it? Don't you wish you had cool friends to take you out to a record store for a music makeover? Well, now you do. I'm Jabulani LaFall, and on today's Central Standard, your favorite KCUR music hosts return: Chuck Haddix, Renee Blanche, Bill Shapiro, and Miles Bonney, all dropping in to bring their favorite new musical finds along with them. And we want to hear from you. What new artist or album is going to be your soundtrack for the long, hot summer ahead? Your new favorite band is waiting to be discovered. Today on Central Standard, after this hour's news. Good morning, Kansas City. The unique thing about a new song is that it's transformative. You always remember where you were when you first heard it. This is Central Standard. I'm Jabulani LaFall. And joining us now are people who hear new music all the time. We have Renee Blanche, host of KCUR's Night Tides, Chuck Haddix, almost 30 years running with the Fish Fry, and the name of the show is Cypress Avenue, and the name of the host is Bill Shapiro. Welcome back to Central Standard for this new music roundtable that we're going to have today. Chuck, what is it about a new song that gets the juices flowing?
Well, it's an affirmation. You know, I think sometimes we have a tendency to listen to the music of our youth, and it's nice to know that we're, it makes us still relevant too. You know, I mean, here's something you put your, what I do when I get a new release is I'll cycle through it and listen to each tune. And sometimes you get these unexpected delights, something that really catches your ear. And stays with you. There's something about new music that way.
Renee, is it more exciting to get new music from artists you already know and admire, or an entirely new experience?
It's actually more exciting to get new music from artists I already know. I think the icing on the cake, though, has been to receive a CD from an artist who is totally I have no knowledge of, and the CD has that that kind of obscure look about it, like, okay, what is this, and is it really going to fit, only to listen to it and find out it's a complete and total fit, an absolute wonder to add.
Bill Shapiro, what type of musical receptors do you have in order to rank a new song in the pantheon of what might instantly be a classic experience or something that's new and immediately becomes old? What are you listening for, in other words?
I'm just listening for something to grab my soul. That's what it's all about for me. I can't intellectualize that. You know, I've listened forever, and I remember the grand old days when we still had record stores, and I couldn't wait to get down there and see the latest release. And after I did that, I'd run the racks again to see what I'd missed the last time around. I think for somebody for whom music is just a major part of your life, it's a visceral thing. It's a gut thing.
It's a gut reaction.
Yep.
Not necessarily something that you would think through or say, oh, I'm listening for this syncopation or this riff or this.
No.
What are the ingredients then, Chuck, to something catchy versus something timeless?
I think like, for example, one of the things I picked was the Nathan James new release. He's a guitarist, and he plays a guitar with the body is a washboard. And he rubs on the washboard as he plays his guitar. Something different is what I'm always interested in. I like something I get a lot of records in, a lot of blues records. Like, for example, Mud Morganfield, Muddy Waters' son's got a record out. And it's a classic blues Chicago blues record, but it doesn't bring anything new to the tradition. And, you know, if I want to listen to Muddy Waters, I'll listen to Muddy Waters, and I like his son a lot, but it's just classic Chicago blues, and I want to hear something different. That's what I want to hear. One time I met Chris Rockwich, the owner of Arhuli Records, and I'm eating alligator etouffee down at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival outside a tent, and I said, I'm listening to the Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra. And he said, I said, what do you think about this? And he goes, man, I want to hear something I never heard before. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, speaking of hearing something you never heard before, we're going to get in the mix and get mixed up with Nathan James, Chosen Kind. Let's check it out. I've got to have you all the time.
said, "Louie, baby, I've got to have you in my life."
Nathan James' Chosen Kind, a pick by our very own Chuck Haddix of the Fish Fry on today's new music edition of Central Standard. This is 89.3 KCUR FM, and we're streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall, but once again, I'm sharing host duties. We have our musical trio, Trilogy, Renee Blanche, host of KCUR's Night Tides, Chuck Haddix, as I just mentioned, of the Fish Fry, and Cypress Avenue's Bill Shapiro. And Kansas City, what's new blaring in your iPod, getting heavy rotation on your radio? Or dare I say, at the risk of losing a younger audience, what's bumping in your tape deck? 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org to let us know what's new in your musical repertoire. Renee, new music is a little different for your genre. Tell us about what strikes you about Al Gromer Khan. Al Gromer Khan, anyway.
Oh, wow. Al Gromer Khan plays sitar. He is from Germany. His liner notes are always incredibly entertaining, and the title of his tracks are always entertaining. His music is never the same when he releases new music. And this last release, Kula Jazz, that in and of itself says it's got a different twist, considering his genre, as we identified, as New Age. And there's a jazz twist to the tracks.
There's a jazz twist, but there's also a subtitle in parentheses. She gave me the fruit,
and I
have eaten it.
Yes.
Wow.
Those,
you,
yeah.
No. Can you elaborate, please?
It is left to our imaginations, because he did not elaborate. But because I'm familiar with his music and previous releases, he tends to partake in inferences quite a bit.
Well, let's get into it and draw our own inferences, shall we? This is Al Gromer Khan with Kula Jazz. Kula Jazz, in parentheses, "She gave me the fruit and I have eaten," from our one and only Renee Blanche of Night Tides, host of Night Tides. You get new material all the time, Bill Shapiro, who's also in the studio. What convinces you to actually play it for the public? You say you get a visceral reaction to new music when you hear it, but what makes you translate that as something that you want to actually share?
Well, I think it's just a question of, again, if it matters to me, if it's something that I just feel moves me, then I want to share that with folks. And a lot of what I do is conceptually programmed, so I'm always thinking about, how does this track fit after the next track? What's the carryover here? What's the thought I want to convey? So I'll generally have a lot more stuff that I'm thinking about for a show that I'm going to use. And then in the programming, I decide what's going to actually get on the air.
And speaking of deciding what's going to actually get on the air, you made a decision to bring in Bruce Springsteen. He has a new album called Wrecking Ball, described by many as his quote-unquote angriest yet. Music with Robert Christgau interpreted its first six tracks, heavy irony shading into a murderous rage, said one reviewer. But you picked a sweeter track, Jack of All Trades. What do you love about this song?
Well, what I love about the song is what I love about Bruce. And one of the things that I think is important is that music has a potency that a lot of people do not understand and do not recognize. Bruce Springsteen represents what is the best of the rock and roll revolution in the sense that he's willing to use the music as a social tool. He is willing to express things that matter. And if you do it musically, you're going to reach people that will not be reached in any other way. And Bruce is somebody who's a giant in the field. So the other thing I like about it is it's so far and so few and far between these days when I'm really looking forward to a new release, when something's coming out that I just can't wait to get there. When I heard that Bruce was coming out again, I got all excited. And he lived up to it with this recording.
Well, let's hear Bruce Springsteen, Jack of All Trades, a pick by Cypress Avenue's Bill Shapiro. Let's go to it right now.
Till she's running right, I'm a jack of all trades. We'll be all right. The hurricane blows, brings a hard rain. When the blue sky breaks, feels like the world's gonna change. We'll start caring for each other, like Jesus said that we might. I'm a jack of all trades. We'll be all right.
Bruce Springsteen's Jack of All Trades, a pick from Cypress Avenue's Bill Shapiro on our Central Standard New Music Show. We've been going inside the minds of our intrepid music hosts and finding out what makes them tick, what's new in their minds. Let's hear from you, Kansas City. What's your favorite new song and why? Tell us what you must have on your playlist right now. Give us a call, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Speaking of getting inside your minds, Chuck, we're going to start with you. We're going to go around and ask, what made everybody pick the particular songs that they brought in this morning?
Well, this is, I thought about it long and hard. Like I said, I get two to three new releases a week. Some of it makes it on the fish fry, some doesn't. With the technology that's available to everyone today, it's easy to produce your own CD and distribute it. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's quality. First of all, it has to be quality, and it has to be original. And it has to really catch my ear, something that just that I want to listen to a time and again, like the new Ruthie Foster, for example. I don't normally play a song twice within 3 months or so, but these are things that I find myself wanting to play again and again and work through again on the show. And it wasn't necessarily the obvious stuff. It's just stuff that really speaks to me, tells me a story, and some stuff maybe that is not so obvious that people wouldn't hear otherwise too. I mean, I'm programming 8 hours of music a week. That's a lot of programming. And the way I do it is I program three tracks back to back. They're linked thematically either in the lyric content or in the style of music. And I play two sets of up-tempo and then a set of ballads. And within that hour clock, I play all the genres that I feature, blues, soul, rhythm, and blues, jump, and jive, and zydeco. And I move around quite a bit. But these are things that I've listened to time and time again, and I've revisited because they speak to me. It's just something that catches my ear about them.
An interesting insight from Chuck Haddix about how he picks his new music for his show, The Fish Fry. And Bob from KC writes in to suggest Black Joe Lewis as one of his favorite new releases. Bill Shapiro, how do you make the distinction of new songs?
Well, when I started this thing 35 years ago around here, the premise that I sold to KCUR was I wanted to do an intelligent program about rock and roll music. Obviously, I've gone way beyond rock and roll over the years because I do gospel, I do soul, I do pretty much anything except for jazz on the air. But there's got to be some substance to it. The reason that I picked the Bruce Springsteen track that we heard is that it relates to the times in which we are. We're in bad shape in this country today. We're living in the middle of one of the nastiest election campaigns we'll ever see. That's just coming up. It was just nasty among one party there for a while. Springsteen is talking to us about that. He's talking about the human side, and people are going to hear those things, and it's that kind of relevance that caused me to bring that one in.
Renee, what was your motivation? A lot of music is about traveling, going forward, or examining where we've been or where we are. Your music in particular goes within. What made you bring your new stuff in today to bless us with it?
Because the music is about being present and going inward, and it sets a tone. These pieces, and I can't say anything really different from the fellas, they caught my attention. They have a different twist of some sort. They don't sound like anything that anyone had ever heard before. And so this is an opportunity, especially during this time of day, to show the listeners what New Age music has become, and it's not what it's always been.
You have the term new in your whole genre, so by virtue, it's going to be new. And we're discussing new music today with our roundtable of music hosts here at KCUR. Jess Miller writes in to share that First Aid Kit, a duo of Swedish sisters, equals beautiful music. Thank you for sharing that with us, Jess. 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888. What's sizzling on your 8-track? What's bumping on your iPad? What's in your tape deck? What's on your long playing contraption phonograph? What is your new song of the moment right now? Doug in KC Mo, we're going to go to you. Welcome to Central Standard. You don't have Doug. Lee in KC Mo, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, I love you guys' shows, really do.
Thank you.
I love right now what's in my CD player is Jay Davies' new album, New Designer Drug, and the song is Queen of Wonderland. It is so amazing, just a great mix of electronic and urban and rap, and it's just great.
Jay Davies out of L.A., the eclectic soul fusion group you're referring to.
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you, Lee, for sharing that new music. That's Jay Davies' song, Queen of Wonderland. We're going to go into Chuck Haddock's pick, Titanic. This has nothing to do with Celine Dion, though.
No. Fortunately. this is an interesting record. This is Ruthie Foster, and it's her new release, Let It Burn. It's on her own Blue Corn label. And she's from Texas, and her family sang gospel music, and it really comes through in this. And it's an interesting new recording because she's known as singer-songwriter, very much like Lyle Lovett in a lot of ways, only she's coming from it from a soul background rather than a country background. But on this, she sings other people's music, and she does a wide variety of things, including David Crosby's Long Time Gone. She was in town last week at Knuckleheads, and Tim Finn reviewed the concert. I don't think he knew quite what to think about it because he just mentioned the songs, the various eclectic songs that she performed, and how you know all like for example, she's got songs from Los Lobos, and this is an interesting phenomenon because she's really a roots singer, but also she's with a jazz a New Orleans rhythm section with James River on tenor saxophone, and George Porter on bass. And she doesn't play any instruments. Previously, she's been playing her guitar on all her releases. But she does a song called The Titanic, God Moves on the Water with the Blind Boys of Alabama. And this is quite a moving performance. This was originally recorded by Blind Lemon Jefferson in 1929. Blues music and country music and pop music has a tendency to chronicle disasters. You know, there's a lot of blues songs about the assassination of President Kennedy. And after the Titanic sunk in 1912, a lot of these blues artists began to record songs like Titanic Man, You're Going Down Like the Titanic. But this is a combination of the story of the Titanic and a gospel song. And it's quite effective. She has a wonderful voice and a bright future in front of her.
Well, let's hear Ruthie Foster, the Titanic, one of Chuck Haddock's picks for the new music show on Central Standard.
Oh, their mind was changed. Let me tell you, God moves on the water.
April the 14th day.
God moves
on the water. Everybody had to run and pray.
Oh, their mothers told their daughters on a pleasure trip they may go. But when they struck that iceberg, they haven't been seen no more. Let me tell you, God moves on the water.
April the 14th day.
Well, God moves
on the water. Everybody had to run and pray.
Ruthie Foster with Titanic, a mix of gospel and blues, a pick from our very own Chuck Haddock's. We have Renee Blanche of Night Tides, Chuck Haddock's of Fish Fry, and Cypress Avenue's Bill Shapiro sharing new music. Some of it is brand new music. Some of it is brand new music from artists that we've heard of, but it's new to all of us today here on Central Standard. Many of you are hearing it for the first time. Rose writes in the Central Standard at KCUR.org. I've been listening to the album by the Civil Wars called Barton Hollow. They were featured on the Hunger Games soundtrack, and I fell in love with their music. It's a good mix of folk, country, and singer-songwriter, and Sammy and KC tells us he's really into a band called Caravan Palace. It's kind of like this crazy techno swing music. They use samples, a lot of instrumentation, great vocals. They tell me they're big in France. Isn't that very common? It's it big in France. It's all the rage in
Absolutely.
France.
Yeah.
Sammy says he wish he knew of more bands who did this kind of music. And we're exploring new music here today on Central Standard. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org to tell us what your latest music picks are.
You know, one thing I've been thinking about lately, and I think it's evident in the kind of the eclectic playlist where people are calling in, is how the music industry's changed. There used to be the major labels, and then they would release, you know, they would determine what would be a hit. And now it's with the new technology and the world web we live in, it's all diffuse, and younger artists, newer artists have an opportunity to be heard. Unfortunately, not on the radio that much, though. I mean, Bruce Springsteen releases a record, and it's probably not going to get any play anyplace.
Oh, I think it's going to get play someplace.
Well, Cypress Avenue, but, you know, I mean, that's one of the nice things that we can do. We bring people music they wouldn't hear otherwise. And, you know, it would be nice to have expanded music programming here on KCUR play the Civil Wars.
Well, we'll get more into the new download society that we live in and what that means for new music and what that makes new music become in this era. Bill Shapiro of Cypress Avenue, Renee Blanche of Night Tides, and Chuck Haddock of the Fish Fry join us again when we come back on Central Standard. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Swiss composer Arthur Honegger famously said that the public doesn't want new music. The main thing it demands of a composer is that he be dead. Strong words from a composer, but the exact opposite of what our music hosts who are alive and well feel about the new music they come across on a daily basis and share with you on KCUR periodically. New music is the theme of today's show, as the voices you love to hear share the music they love you to hear and they love to hear themselves. Renee Blanche, host of KCUR's Night Tides, Chuck Haddock's almost 30 years running with the Fish Fry, and the name of the show is Cypress Avenue, and the name of the host is Bill Shapiro. And flying in on a silk parachute made of soul and funk, is Miles Bonney, Central Standard's own music curator. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Kansas City, what's your favorite new song and why? Tell us what's on your playlist. What's a must-have for you right now? 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888, or shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. Now, before we get into Miles Bonney's pick that he just flew in for, talk about the download culture that we were talking about just before the break, Bill Shapiro, and the wide array of choices in a user-generated economy, a user-generated society, a user-generated music realm that we live in now.
Well, the comment that I made after Chuck's comment, which was right on, about the fact that anybody can get something out there and every particular interest group has its own things that they listen to, is there's a cost to that. And the cost of that is that we're not going to see huge groups that the whole world turns on to anymore. I don't think we're going to see the Beatles again or Michael Jackson or any of these acts because of the fact that the audience has become more diverse. It's like anything else that comes along in this world. There's a trade-off. There's much more out there. There's certainly a lot more historic music available to us today than there ever has been before, but we're not seeing the great artists rise up and capture the imagination of the entire world.
And later on in this hour, we'll hear an example of downloaded instant music going wrong. Miles, you are an artist in a new era and also appreciator of fine vinyl records and old school DJing. You sit right on the cusp of this era that we're talking about. What do you feel about this?
I just tend to accept things for what they are and just try to figure out how to, you know, swim through them. But with respect to the two picks that I brought in for this show and the music we all love, yes, completely true that, you know, there will not be the same era of one artist dominating via all commercial media means, you know, the world at once. At the same time, as someone who creates music of a certain small segment of soul and beat culture, I embrace and enjoy the fact that there may be a niche market and a niche community that is international and can connect because of the internet and travel and embrace a small segment of a sound as well. So that it's good and bad, you know.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Well, one of the things that kind of strikes me is how things have changed. The web has changed everything. Computers changed everything. It used to be you'd go down to the record store and you'd learn that, oh, there's a new Dr. John coming out. And now, you know, you're reading the New York Times and, oh, there's a new Dr. John out, you know, or you would be listening to radio and you'd anticipate that new Beatle release coming up. We got a new release from the Beatles. Now it's all on the web. And so and like the web, the music industry now kind of reflects the web, how diverse it is and how decentralized it is. In the old days, you relied upon record stores and radio stations to turn you on to new stuff or Rolling Stone magazine. By the time Rolling Stone's printed now, the word's already gotten out.
And yet there's a common thread to our picks across generations in Lee Fields, Miles Bonney.
Yeah, I see it across from me in physical form, the same form that I obtained this song. I was down in Austin for South by Southwest and spent some time with Akaleps, who is in charge of licensing for Truth and Soul. And he was down there for Lee Fields, who played, and just listening to the album, it's a perfect example of something that is an older sound done currently, pressed on CD, digital, and vinyl, and something that can still be timeless and modern and at the same time, you know, which I love.
And Chuck Haddix is also a fan of Lee Fields. We'll let you chime in real quick on what you feel about Lee Fields, and then we'll hear.
You know, not many artists are making what I would call classic soul records like Lee Fields. And he's somebody that had his first hit in 1969, recorded for 22 different labels. And the Truth and Soul label, they are students of the production values of classic old school soul, like the Moments. And when you hear the layered harmony, for example, that distinguishes the music of War, it's just like listening to a Gamble and Huff record. You know, these guys know what they're doing, and they use traditional production values, and it sounds wonderful.
Well, let's hear Lee Fields' "I Still Got It."
I'm cool and dangerous. Take it from me, and I'll show you how. Take my hat, my shoes, my girl.
soulful sounds of Lee Fields' I Still Got It, a joint pick by Miles Bonney and Chuck Haddix, who share a commonality in that new song. We've been asking you what's new on your playlist. What's a must-have? 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. Jeff in Kansas City, Missouri says he can't stop listening to Born to Die by Lana Del Rey. Every song on it is great, very beautiful, very ethereal, yet haunting, a little spooky at times, consistently catchy. Ethereal is not a word we hear a lot in music, but that's a great way to describe the visceral reaction that he has. James in Topeka, welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the show, and I'm a longtime listener to both the Fish Fry and to Cypress Avenue.
Well, what's your pick?
Well, my pick currently is LMFAO.
LMFAO. And, laughing my...
Yes.
Right.
And if I could explain, I'm 55 years old. I'm a product of the 60s and 70s, coming of age in the mid-70s. And I have a 16-year-old daughter. And this past summer, I took her and three of her friends to Starlight to see Kesha and LMFAO. And they were aghast that I enjoyed the show and enjoyed the music.
They were actually mad that you enjoyed it and probably won't enjoy LMFAO anymore.
I had to sit in a different section, yes, sir. But and what I tried to explain to them is that it's nothing new. That LMFAO is just a conglomeration or a combination of Frank Zappa and the Funkadelics and Frankie Mays and it may be new to this generation, but my question to the panel is that is there really any new music, or are we reinventing the classics?
There is definitely truth in a statement, nothing new under the sun, or is what we're seeing now just all influences, Bill Shapiro?
Well, I don't think there's anything new. I think you can go back and find an antecedent for almost anything. One of the most fascinating things that I came across a year or so ago was, you've heard of that cave in France where they have the drawings of prehistoric man 10,000 years ago. In that cave, there were also flutes made out of the bones of birds. And what is amazing is, excuse me, those flutes are in the diatonic scale, the same scale we use today.
Wow, the same scale we use today, nothing changes except for what we're about to hear now. There is no antecedent and probably no descendant from what we're about to hear now. And as we'll find out in a few moments here, new music doesn't always mean good new music. Actually,
I'm excited for this one.
This is going to be a very interesting song. It's by a young rap artist by the name of Soulja Boy, who brings a socially conscious message, or at least tries to. It's brand new, and so far is in the running for worst song of 2012, and probably the worst song in recorded history. But we'll let you, the listeners, be the judges of what you're about to hear, and we'll hear commentary from our musicologist on this opus by Soulja Boy. Tell 'em. Let's check it out.
Stop, Coney, man, I can't believe it's going down. From my town to your town, they taking kids, turn them into soldiers. Put a gun in his hand and his life is over. It's getting so crazy, gotta take it over. We gon' stop Coney, it's 20 over, it's 2012. 10 summers, kidnapped the kid, took him to the jungle. AK-47 and he can't even never seen his daddy, never seen his mama. Make this is history, all you gotta do is believe. Soulja Boy, tell him, tell it on my sleeve. S-O-D-M-G.
Wow. Soulja Boy, Stop Coney. Possibly the worst song in recorded history. Miles, he attempts to grab hold and piggyback the Coney 2012 viral video. And this is the type of thing that we see now where you can just put out a song at an instant.
Yeah. I mean, I hear other things going on.
I do, too.
Well, you know, like historically in rap music, when Kanye came out with 808 and Heartbreaks, it kind of set a new sound, being that kind of, you know, 80s boring synth with little minimal drums thing that kind of set the stage for all a lot of rap since, even though it was kind of chastised when it came. This is a little more extreme.
A lot more extreme. What you would call, what you would call room temperature garbage juice.
But you know what? What's the guy, Lil Something, who came out with the album called I'm Gay, and he's not gay. You know, there's a lot of things going on in rap nowadays that are meant to be, without point of reference on purpose.
I'm ashamed to say that I know that artist Lil B.
Lil B, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of things going on in rap music right now.
That's what it's come to, Bill Shapiro. Lil B and the Soulja Boy. Stop counting.
I like it better than Superman.
Yeah, a little bit. This is Central Standard on 89.3 KCUR FM, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall. I'm once again sharing hosting duties. We have our musical panel, Renee Blanche, host of KCUR's Night Tides, Chuck Haddix with the Fish Fry, and Cypress Avenue's Bill Shapiro, who just heard Soulja Boy for the very first time, and hopefully the last is what the expression on his face is saying.
I didn't mind it that much, actually.
As is customary today, we have Miles Bonney, also Central Standard's music curator, joining us for our new music show, Bart in KC. Welcome to Central Standard.
Well, thanks very much. I'm loving the show. I want to throw out a name just to elicit some comments once I'm off the air. And then an observation about what's considered new from a name that's been around for forever, namely Elton John. I don't know if the panel has listened to it, absorbed The Union, Elton's most recent album, and then the press that's been leaked about the new album. Personally, I find it really good stuff. You know, it's not just a rehash. The artist I wanted you to comment on, if you would, is Mumford & Sons, and I'll listen on the air. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bart. Is anybody aware of Mumford & Sons and the song reference Blown Away that he has? Miles Bonney?
I'm not familiar with that particular song, but what I find fascinating about Mumford & Sons in this day and age is a lot of what I've absorbed of their music has been via videos, and I feel as though there's something about an all-acoustic band, as I understand them, not needing electricity, performing on a corner in a street, in the back of a bookstore, whatever it is, that when combined with modern kind of digital filming and Vimeo and online services, transmits and shares with the world both the sound that they make, which is very organic, and a way to document it in a way that speaks to current times. I mean, it's not electronic. You know, there's a lot of things about it that are old and new, and I appreciate what they do, and they're growing quickly.
That's an interesting comment, because I share your feeling. When I heard them the first time, and I was blown away by it. Then I went out and picked up a recording because I wanted to hear more, and I wasn't quite so blown away by it.
Yeah, I think there's a style element to it as well, visually, clearly.
Craig in Stanley, welcome to Central Standard.
Yeah, Craig Simon here. One of the CDs I keep in my rotation is Roy Rogers, the slide guitarist. Mm-hmm. And the CD is Slideways.
Slideways, so, tell us about it.
Yeah, it's all instrumental. And one of the best compliments I've had was my 23-year-old son borrowed my van, and he's a Nine Inch Nails, Rage Against the Machine fan. And he comes back that evening saying, "Dad, this is a great CD." And it's one of these songs, it's one of those rare CDs I think of that that every cut is great. And then once you see, you know, Roy Rogers, when you mention it, it's always, when I mention it to my friends, they go, "The cowboy guy? Cowboy star?" I go, no. He's a session musician, but I guess he's put out some, you know, quite a few CDs just on his own. But it's just, if you like slide guitar work, it's just a great CD.
Thank you, Craig. Roy Rogers, the one without trigger.
You're correct. Roy Rogers, a great slide guitarist. He worked with, started out with John Lee Hooker. And he's made a number of recordings on the Blind Pig label. I agree, Slideways is one of his best records. He's not a strong vocalist. And he's recorded also a lot with Norton Buffalo, who's no longer with us, the harmonica player. And it's almost like it's new blues is what it is. They stretch it quite a bit. And I always enjoy Roy Rogers and play him on the show.
All right, we're on a new music extravaganza here today on Central Standard. Cyber Zen Sound Engine, Renee Blanche.
Cyber Zen Sound Engine had taken some time off for quite some time, actually. The last CD I got from them was released in 2002. And in 2012, They have released a new one. It's an electronic group. It's a duo, two people. The CD is called Cooperation. He contacted me to thank me, like so many of the musicians do, speaking to, you know, I just wanted to comment on the earlier conversation about how the world has changed and you'll never know the one artist. It's always been that way in New Age music. They've always been artists who have been independent, who have always had to find a way to be heard. And so it's programs like Night Tides and other programs throughout the world on NPR stations that allowed that to happen. So that's just not anything new to me. Words like ethereal is used a lot by us. Anyway, so
tell us about the song Headlong Into the Night.
It is an electronic piece, and I wanted to share with you this. It's pretty long, but I asked him if he wanted me to share a tidbit from the CD, and I'll try to do this quickly. One of the paragraphs that struck me that he has allowed me to share is the piece is called Headlong Into Night, and so much of Night Tides is about imagination. You hear it, and you can go wherever you want to go. So however it is you interpret it, it is up to the listener. But he shared with me one of the reasons why he loves to create instrumental music rather than lyrical music is that he really wants the listener to be free to create and explore their own narrative from the music. He says he always has a mental picture he's working from and creating a piece, but he doesn't want to impose his initial interpretation or vision on the listener. He says he doesn't want to restrict the listener. So,
well, we won't be restricting our listeners any further. We're going to get into Cyber Zen Sound Engine Headlong Into the Night right now. That's a snippet from Cyber Zen Sound Engine, free of Soulja Boy Tellum's voice.
Just
a pick of Renee Blanche of Night Tides. You can hear the transcendent,
steel guitar,
transient, ambient flow of that steel guitar. And Headlong Into the Night is the name of the track. For the rest of the hour here, we're going to be crying. So we'll start with No Crying Now, No Lying Down. Hawthorne Headhunters, Miles Bonney, tell us about that.
Well, as I was paying respect to the rest of the guests by just listening in the first half of the show, I heard a caller reference Jay Davey. And Jay Davey is very close to the world of music that I'm closest to, which is kind of the international soul sound that's modern with electronic instruments and whatnot. This group, Hawthorne Headhunters, is about to release an album on Plug Research, which is an LA-based label. Kind of forward-thinking, beat-based modern soul music. And what I like about this group is it's comprised currently of two artists, both originally from St. Louis, Black Spade and Coltrane, C-O-U-L-T-R-A-I-N, who both live in California, very forward-thinking. At the same time, when I've seen them perform and listen to music, I think that they're heads and tails beyond musically and spiritually probably most of their peers. And I always enjoy and looking up to someone, and I do that with them.
New to us, new to you, Hawthorne Headhunters, No Crying Now, No Lying Down on Central Standard.
No time to lie down.
No Crying Now, No Lying Down, a soulful synthy mix from Miles Bonney, the Central Standard Music Curator. We've been breaking down new music on what still is KCUR's newest talk show, and we've added a show full of hosts giving us their favorite new music picks: Renee Blanche of Night Tides, Bill Shapiro of Cypress Avenue, and Chuck Haddix of The Fish Fry here on KCUR. Bill, you're going to wrap things up for the show with a pick from Dion. Tell us about his history in American musical pantheon.
Well, nicely put, because one of the reasons I chose this song was that one of the rock critics who I really think is among the best is a guy by the name of Dave Marsh. And not long ago, Dave Marsh said that Dion was the one artist who was huge in the 50s who remains relevant to this day. And there's a lot of truth in that. I think he's one of the great voices of pop music. With the Del Monts, he was one of the best of the doo-wop performers that we had the privilege of hearing over the years. He has done blues, he has done folk, Abraham, Martin, and John, and he has come out with a brand new recording now called Soul Train, I believe. And the cut that I have chosen from it is, I don't remember the title. No.
The title is You Keep Me Crying.
You Keep Me Crying.
Guess you don't want to cry, so that's why you don't remember it. But You Keep Me Crying by Dion, let's hear that.
Want to go out to you and be with your friends? You want to go out, baby? Be with your friends. You don't come home till the early morning light. You think it's cute, just ain't right.
That's Dion, You Keep Me Crying, from the album, Bill Shapiro.
Tank Full of Blues. Want to get that right because it's a real winner.
And that's Bill Shapiro's pick for today's new music show on Central Standard with our hosts, Chuck Haddix, Bill Shapiro, Renee Blanche, and our visiting fellow of soul swagger, Miles Bonney.
Yes, thank you.
With the delayed reaction and delayed pause, you can hear some of these songs and the podcast to this historic new music show and your favorite KCUR music shows at KCUR.org. You can hear all of that. Chuck, Bill, Renee, Miles, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And we hope you'll join us again. And we hope you will join us again as you tune in tomorrow and take a look at the Middle of the Map Fest. And we offer up tax advice ahead of the coming filing deadline. Our show is produced by Andrea Salenzi with help from Charlie Upchurch. Up to Date is next as they welcome U.S. Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver II and Kevin Yoder. I'm Jabalani LaFall. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your day. We'll be right back.